Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You know, when you follow the lectionary, some of the lectionary texts come up all the time. Every 3 years, there's the cycle of the text. An Old Testament, a Psalm, a New Testament, and a Gospel. But because the church year isn't totally set, there's times when texts come around that haven't come around for a long time. Those are the ones from today, because of how it sits in the church year. So these texts are ones that you probably haven't heard very often. I know they're ones that I haven't preached on very often, but they're full, so full of God's grace and hope. So we're going to talk a little bit about 2 Corinthians today. But let's get a little bit of context, because 2 Corinthians, Paul is writing to the church in Corinth. And Paul is writing to this church in Corinth in 2 Corinthians kind of to defend his ministry. You see, there's been other missionaries, other ministers that have now been coming in. It's been a long time since Jesus has died and been resurrected, and so more people are coming in to share the good news, and these missionaries and ministers that are coming in now are ones that maybe have more impressive credentials than Paul has. And so Paul is being criticized. And so because Paul is being criticized, the relationship with his people in Corinth is kind of strained. He chooses his words very carefully on what he's going to say. And so he reaches into the text and finds Psalm 111 and uses those words because the people of Corinth would have known that. And so he is sharing that everything he says is grounded in the Spirit. There's a connection is what he's trying to tell the folks, and so we listen in. There's a connection with this faith of the past into the faith of Christ now. Can you see it? The faith of the past, the faith of the Psalter, the faith of Paul in 2 Corinthians is a bridge to the faith of Christ as now. Of all believers. And so Psalm 138 says this, I called, you answered, I give thanks. So you see, they kind of go together, this 2 Corinthians from that Paul is talking about, and this, I called, you answered, I give thanks. So on May 20th, 1988, I graduated from Eden Seminary. And as newly folks that had master's degrees, we all were going out and we were going to change the world right then and now. It was going to change. We were ordained that year, my whole class, in different spots throughout the summer, and we were going to start our ministry and change the world that day. I started that ministry in Barneville, the small village in southern Wisconsin. And in that village of 800 people, the world was going to be different. Well, 30 years later, if you do the math, 30 years later, I'm still going to change the world, but I've learned some things about that, just like Paul learned some things about that. Ministry is different, and there are new ways to do ministry. How I did ministry 30 years ago is not how we do ministry today. How Paul did ministry many, many, many years ago is not how it might work today. But I was called, and I answered, just like you. You were called by God through baptism What a great day for Riley to stand up and say, yes, I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. We're called through that baptism, named and claimed by God, just like Paul was. Each one of us called and named. And so, because as I told you earlier about Paul's having to choose his words, he reminds us not to lose heart, which is a good text for someone who's been trying to change the world for 30 years. Don't lose heart, because there is always hope, and there is always grace, and God is always working through us in the Spirit. It's this journey that we are on together. Not separate, but together. This journey of faith and hope and grace. Paul said, I believed, so I spoke. Paul's confidence that he believed and so he spoke helped him to be vulnerable to the people in Corinth. When I stood up at my ordination and said, and had the hands laid upon me, I basically said, I believed, so I'm going to speak. And the Holy Spirit makes us vulnerable in this ministry together. The other thing that Paul did was he refused to be part of that one-upmanship. You know what I'm talking about. He refused to be part of that because he listened with his heart. And he listened with his heart that was filled with the love of Christ. Is your heart filled with the love of Christ? I know that Riley's in. I had an intense conversation with him. And I listened to his promises that he made this morning. His heart is filled with the love of Christ. Is your heart filled with the love of Christ? How are we listening to our hearts? How are we standing up and saying, I believe, so I speak? What does it mean to live in a life of faith? What does it mean to not try to one-upmanship in the church, in our lives, in our very being? Living together that we can say, I believe, so I speak. So yeah, I was going to change the world, but what I learned is changing the world means believing and speaking the truth of the gospel. It means living our lives with the Holy Spirit surrounding us. And at times we're going to fall. And at times we're going to make mistakes. But the Spirit of God lives within us. We know, we believe, and we speak. So that don't lose heart is a really good word. Don't lose heart. I called, you answered, God renewed us, and life moved on. So how here at Grace are we speaking and believing? Experiencing God's grace. You heard that before? Yeah, what is it? It's our mission statement. Good, Gwen. Experiencing God's grace. A few weeks ago, we gathered together downstairs to have a conversation. And we talked about what our mission statement means. So we were speaking and believing. So we said this about experiencing God's grace, that some of the things that fit into this part of our mission statement are helping one another, always having someone here to help. People show up. I think we were talking about the rummage sale at that point, but people show up to help. Funeral meals. We also have open communication. But then, because we believe and we speak, we need to work on some things too. And so we need to work on being the best version of ourselves. We need to be authentic, and we need to continue to demonstrate that unconditional acceptance. I speak, I believe. The second part, seeking God's mission. We talked about it, mission being a verb and a noun. We talked about the Heifer Project and how we're working to get an ark. And we're getting closer, but we still need some help on that. $5,000, we're probably at $4,000. So we still have some work to do there, but we're seeking God's mission. And we also talked about the shelter meals. The things that we want to continue to work on is radical hospitality, is encouraging questions of one another, is opening ourselves up to the community, not staying within our own four walls. I spoke, I believed. And then there's sharing God's love. And we talked about it being agape love, that unconditional love that incorporates all of who we are, all of who God is. We talked about social media and about Vacation Bible School. And a lot of other things came within that sharing God's love. But the thing that we need to work better at is telling our story in the community, which is going back, getting outside of our own four walls. So what can Paul teach us? Paul can teach us not to lose heart. Paul can teach us that we believe and so we speak. And speaking doesn't just mean speaking, it means action as well. And we can do this in new ways. New ways. It's not like 30 years ago or 500 years ago or 1,000 years ago. It's about looking at who we are now and believing and speaking together, trusting in God's graces and God's promises. So, what will you do as a person of faith to stand up and speak and believe? What will grace do and continue to do? Something to think about. Amen.